He Said, She Said, also known as Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
What a great day it is today.
Yes, it certainly is a beautiful June day today, isn't it?
And with that female perspective in mind, what's on your mind today? What do you want to talk about?
Well, I don't know if we want to go there. Actually, what I think is really interesting and what we hear, and I know you've had this question asked to you many, many times. How do you find time to train and, yeah, actually train and eat right, but more training when I've got, let's say, a full-time job and my job is very physical? I go home, I got a couple of school-age kids, I've got a partner, whether it's a wife or a husband. How do I find time to train? How do I fit it in? Because I'm booked solid. I have no extra time. Do I? Right? That's what we both hear this a lot. And another thing is, how do I train, go to the gym, and eat right when I have shift work? You know, people that work graveyard shifts, like from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m., that's got to be a tough one.
That's real hard on the system.
Or is it? Right? So what do you think there, Dr. Holly, Mr. Know-It-All?
Well, number one, everything revolves around training. Training keeps you alive. It keeps you fit. It keeps you functional. And you can lose function while you are working. But you can't lose function if you are training and eating sensibly, right?
Right.
So now I know what's common, what I've heard and seen in a lot of people, is that they think that their physical activity in their workplace is enough to keep them functional throughout their lifetime. And that's simply not true.
Right.
What and have you seen in the female population?
In what recording? Okay, can you expand on that
in the
here?
Female population.
What have I seen in the female
population?
Yeah,
what have you seen? Do you think there's like a waitress?
Okay.
I've heard waitresses tell me this. I don't need to work out because I work all day carrying plates and washing
running
dishes
around
or
and bending
taking
over.
Orders.
Bending over. No. I don't know what's wrong with me today. But no, fine to keep your legs strong. And I've heard a lot of dancing teachers tell me this, too, that their legs get tired. And once they started weight training and working out their legs, they had much more energy and their legs never got tired. So, no, I see this a lot. How about people that work in an industry where they work with the elderly? In old age homes or something like that. They're lifting people and taking them to the washroom or doing whatever they do, changing their beds and stuff like that. And that's a lot of heavy work that they have to do. Or even like a sanitary engineer, let's call that. They have to
lift.
You
mean a garbage collector?
A garbage collector.
Not absolutely. A garbage.
Not a garbage. A garbage collector, absolutely. Do correct me if I screw up, will you, Corey? Don't forget to do that.
Okay, so these are all examples of people that expend energy in their workplace. They're not sitting at a desk pushing pencils.
Right. They truly are working hard inside and outside, too. So do they need to exercise with weights? This is the big question.
I believe they do because, number one, the activity that they're engaged in is not evenly spread throughout the body. They might use one part of their body, like one arm or one leg, or they may not use the function of the muscle in the way that it's designed by nature in its fullest way. In other words, they don't extend and contract the muscle through a full range of motion. And they might use their left shoulder or their right thigh, but the use of their body physically is uneven. And that's the beauty of weight training in the gym, is that you can take the entire body and through the process of a few days or a week or a couple of weeks, contract all of the muscles so that they remain functional.
Right. I find that the plyometrics, I coach the kids track and I work with plyometrics because I find that it really evenly balances out, because we usually have one side stronger than the other. And the kids are finding that they're getting strong on both sides. Like, remember when I had Ruby, when she was a baby, and I put her in the crib? And then my back was killing me. So I go to the chiropractor because I'm a great believer in chiropractic. And he said it was because I just kept doing the same motion all the time, which was putting her into the crib.
Well, that's a good example.
Exactly.
So you go into the gym and you use some hyperextensions or some lower back work, and it remedies the problem right away.
Right. But I wasn't balancing it out. Like, if I changed arms and put her in the other other way, right? Use the other side of my body, but I didn't do that. So my back was killing me. So this was a good example of things that we do. We take for granted every single day we're doing the same movement. And what do people do? They'll take a pill for it. They'll take a painkiller for it and
for
think,
the pain.
Oh, it'll go away. Yeah, exactly. For a sore back, usually sore back, sore shoulders, bad knees, right? And what they need to do is maybe is go to the gym and weight train and also drink more water. That's a big one as well. So what do you do when people are on shift work? How do we work that one out? Because usually they're pretty exhausted by the time they get off. And really, it's not normal to do shift work.
Well, shift work is highly catabolic. It is devastating to the immune system. It's devastating to the objective of gaining lean muscle mass. It's you look at hockey players right now. We're looking at the NHL playoffs, and you can see hockey players playing one night in St. Louis, say the Canucks, and then flying back the next day after probably not sleeping well that night,
kidding.
Dealing with jet lag, getting back on the ice and having to perform, pump out that adrenaline. Now, that's the way people live day to day when they work shift. They force their body to adapt biologically, which is sort of going against the grain. And as a consequence, it takes its toll on their mind and their bodies. So really, shift work is not conducive to optimum health.
No. And then they don't eat right on top of that too. So one of the things that we both suggest to people is make sure you always carry your water, always have extra water on hand, no matter where you go.
Stay well hydrated.
And if you need to take a protein shake, put it in a thermos and take it with you.
Right.
Right. And also to take food with you. Because, you know, in restaurants, not saying anything about restaurants, but you never know what they're putting in the food, right? There's always some extra sugars and white flours and those
sauces,
white
gravies,
poisons that we always talk about.
A lot of high density, empty calories.
Yeah. And when you get really hungry, what's the thing you do? You'll go anywhere and you'll eat anything. Right? That's what happens when you get super hungry. So you need to plan out your meals.
You can't leave nutrition to chance.
No, exactly. And then that's when you get sickness, right? And then because everybody's got some stress in their life. I'd like to meet someone who doesn't have stress in their life. Oops, that's the person that's in their grave, right? They have no stress at all. But everybody's got, you know, some family problems or maybe financial issues or something going on in their life. Then they're working full time, they're working hard, they're dealing with their bosses or their colleagues or whatever. So, you know, working out and training, I mean, not just running. I don't mean running and doing cardio. I mean, actually pumping iron really alleviates a lot of stress, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You get that cortisol that elevates too under stress, which rips through the muscle and the brain and the vital organs. Cortisol is essential. It's an anti-inflammatory hormone, but an excess amount of it produced under stress is catabolic. What I mean by catabolic, it erodes the system. It is the opposite of anabolic. So catabolic is anything that reduces or breaks down, as opposed to anabolic, which builds up. So hormones that are released in excessive amounts that are catabolic will cause an erosion of lean mass or increase osteoporosis of the bones or rip through the joint capsules and delete cartilage and connective tissue, for example.
And, okay, so that's obviously why you weight train a lot, because you're super stressed out. Is that right, Corey? Do I stress you out or what?
No, dear. You calm me down. You relax me. You make me feel better.
Yeah. So another thing, people say, how can I work this out? So what I would suggest, and I just wrote an article for a magazine about this, is join a gym as close as possible to where you work if you're working full time. And if you can walk there, the better, right? Now, do not spend longer than 20 to 30 minutes in the gym. Hello, hallelujah. Isn't that awesome?
Focus on intensity, not volume.
Absolutely. We're focusing on intensity, but you need to go in with a plan. You need to know exactly what you're doing that day. So this is what I do, because I'm extremely busy working and a mother and dealing with you. That's the busy part. I go in and I train one body part each time I go in, but I train with high intensity. Short and sweet.
To the point.
And
get the job done.
And I drink a liter of water. I'm in 20 minutes. And I know I'm in 20 minutes because I have to sign in, log in my name and how long, you know, what time I get in there. And then I look when I'm finished and I see I've only been in 20 minutes, mind you, I'm sweating. I've drank a liter of water and I am pumped. So you don't need these hour and a half, 2 hour workouts anymore. But you need, so that's what I would suggest to people is join a gym as close as possible. Go in 20 minutes before work, at lunchtime or after work. And you know, a little can do a lot, right? And if you can't join a gym, then maybe just invest in some dumbbells at home, a mirror so you can see yourself, get yourself a little ghetto blaster, and a workout bench. And maybe somebody at a garage sale has a workout bench. That's where I got my workout bench from. Remember, the guy up the street was having a garage sale. So, you know, you can work it out. And it's only 20 minutes out of your day. And like I said before, you'll be surprised at how a little can do a lot.
Right. So bottom line is don't rely on the expenditure of energy in the workplace alone. It's good to be physical, and it's probably better to be farming than it is to work all day in an office. However, either one of those individuals still needs to go to the gym because physical activity alone is always imbalanced. It doesn't create a balanced, physically conditioned body to keep us strong and healthy long term.
Also, too, another thing is, I mean, we're really keen on weight training because we believe that muscle, you know, the more muscle, the lean mass that you have, keeps the immune system strong. But also, too, Pilates, yoga, that type of thing is very important as well to keep the core strong, right?
Core training.
Core training, absolutely.
The underbelly, the inside. Train
absolutely.
From the inside out.
Absolutely. So there's a lot of things that you can do to keep that happening as well. But the weight training, and it's an eclectic workout schedule that you need. So
okay, so all you carpenters, you lumberjacks, you waitresses, get to the gym, work out, build some muscle, condition the body, get in shape, and live long and prosper.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we can be like you. Ooh, boop-boop-dee-doo.
And we can be married to wives that are beautiful and stimulated.
Oh, there you go. Well,
on a
hello.
Physical level, at least, anyway.
I guess it's time to go now. I think on that note, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to go.
Okay, so we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Ciao.